The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. And the man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory. That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
That's your moment. It's not that all is lost. When you're feeling the most trapped and down and nothing can go right, I feel like those are the moments that define you, that are like, what am I gonna do now? And it's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted.
Be careful when it comes to measuring your life against another. What you have to realize that there is no one who's able to go through life on the straight and narrow, where there are no problems, no challenges, no difficulties. Everyone has a setback that gives them the resiliency needed in order to step forward. Length and distance are the only measurements when it comes to a measuring stick. Sometimes it can feel like the length of time that a trial comes, a problem comes, blessings come, or a check comes doesn't last as long as it should. That's why you have to think about the distance. Not every gift, not every reward, not every great thing comes immediately. Some of them come in the end.
Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward.
Growth is a beautiful process. Yes, it might bring pain. Yes, you might feel overwhelmed. Yes, you might have some fear, right? Some insecurity, some anxiety, right? But that is all a part of growth, and it's not something to be frowned upon. And when you take a step back and you understand that all these things that I'm dealing with are actually a part of growth, then you can start embracing them as that.
Create something big and lasting. It's going to take time. It's going to entail some pain, some sacrifice. And what you need to do is you need to change your whole assessment of what is pleasurable. What is pleasurable is actually accomplishing something that you set out to actually reach your goals, to actually take the time to make something that's meaningful to you.
Work hard. You can choose how fast you get to that distance. You can accelerate your greatness by taking it over one inch at a time, one goal, one moment, one second, one breath, one at a time, one centimeter, one meter. Everyone has to go through life, ups and downs, in order to become something. And you must embrace it and understand that what you must face you. You are developing, you are changing, you are evaluating everything day after day. You're smarter than you were days ago, years ago, months ago. You are not measured by others. You are measured by the goals and potential within. That's why you got to dig deep. If you can pull out what's been left in, you'll discover that you're not to be measured by others. You become the standard.
See, look, one thing I want you to promise me is that no matter how long it takes, keep going. No matter how much it hurts, keep going. See, you was placed on this earth for a reason. You weren't meant to be average. You were meant to excel. You gotta understand that this grind is meant to make you who you're supposed to be.
If you wanna give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want. Your time's gonna come, but you cannot give up.
The beauty is the journey. That's the most important lesson I learned. I remember, you strive so hard for a destination that you forget all the lessons you're learning. Well, you're so attached to everybody else. You're so attached to what they say, what they think. And you forget that, like, that's so fleeting and so meaningless compared to the process of getting there and the process of mastery of anything. And so we learn a lot about ourselves and a lot about life. Was that the beauty is not in the final destination. That's actually the saddest part of the journey, is the end. The beauty is every step along the way.
life is much the same. Painful experiences and challenges come to us all. But it is through these opportunities that we build character and we grow.
Remember, only the disciplined ones are free in life. Only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are in discipline, you are a slave to your moods. You are a slave to your passions.
You're passionate about something, people are supportive of you, they believe in you, they want to see you win because you're still the same version of yourself. But the moment you get obsessed about something, they are threatened by you because there's a new version of you. They see the fire in your eyes, they see the chip on your shoulder, they see that this is a man who's locked on to his goals, and that man is very threatening to them. Because when you're obsessed, when you're determined, you're a very different version of yourself. That's the thing you have to understand about winners.
Don't do things just because you think you're going to get something for it. That's not why we do things. Yeah. Do what's interesting to you. Follow what's interesting. Don't worry about the outcome. We don't know. We can't predict the outcome. We can never predict the outcome. Follow your own inner guide. It directs us. It might not make sense. It might not make sense to us. Might not make sense to anyone else. Certainly won't make sense to anyone else. But it might not even make sense to us. And that's okay. It's fine. Listen to yourself. Why is it telling you this? Why is it telling you this?
The purpose of going for a hike, ironically, is not to get to the top. It's to be on the trail. And if you constantly stare at the top, you're going to be out of breath. You're going to tell yourself you have so much longer. When are we ever going to get there? And you're going to miss the entire point of your freaking life, which is the ride, the trail, the bridge, the mile markers, all of it. And so part of my desire to be happier is to continually remind myself it is not about getting on that mountain, because when you get to the top of that mountain, the top of one mountain's just the bottom of another one. And if you're going up, eventually you got to come back down. Like, that is just life. If you focus on the freaking trail, whatever step you're on, and you keep reminding yourself, this is going to lead me somewhere, that is where the meaning comes in your life.
Doesn't matter where you are in life, because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts. No matter where you are, you could change your life if you want to. So it's up to you.
The only thing holding you back is you. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for motivation. Stop waiting for someone to give you permission. You can get anything you want in this life, but you have to be willing to do what you know you need to do, despite how you feel. We all have roadblocks, but there's always someone from a worse situation who made it happen regardless. Your external obstacles are not excuses for not trying. Stop waiting. Start doing.
If we give you misery and pain and discomfort and torture, that this will help you for the rest of your life. It's almost kind of like an investment, you know, because from then on, you say to yourself, okay, now things don't bother me. You're making a big mistake to always look for comfort, because comfort is the evil of everything. Comfort is not good. Looking for the easy way out is not good. He said, you got to go and confront kind of resistance. And it's like Nietzsche said, you know, that what does not kill you will make you stronger.
When you make the decision to eliminate all the things in your life that is not adding value to your vision, you will take off faster than you could have ever imagined. When you eliminate the friends who are not adding value to your vision, you will take off. When you eliminate the content, all the things you're watching that is not getting you closer to being the version of you that is going to achieve your dreams, you will take off a lot faster. When you get rid of all the actions, all the things that you're doing in your life that is getting you nowhere, and you start taking the actions that is actually going to get you to where you want to be, you will get there much faster. You'll take off faster than you could have ever imagined.
Like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. It goes back to what the great German poet and philosopher Goethe once said, before you can do something, you must first be something.
Say, okay, what is the next right step I can make in this moment, right? I can't climb a mountain in a day, but I can take one step today. And then tomorrow I could take another step. And you just keep taking those steps each and every day. Eventually you're gonna create momentum, and that momentum is just gonna lead to more creativity, more inspiration, more clarity.
Learn to let go of what leaves, because sometimes what we think is a goodbye forever is actually just to see you soon. If it's meant for you and it leaves, just know that it's going to come back when the timing is right. Sometimes things fall apart temporarily so that they can fall into place permanently.
Just be the best thing you can possibly be, and don't worry about what anyone thinks, because you cannot please everybody. Life is beautiful in all its colors, even the darker ones. They're here for a reason. And let's just celebrate the good moments while they're happening and be grateful for everything.
Your laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains. But when that pressure releases and we don't feel the need to get something done, we can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done. You have to give yourself deadlines. You have to remind yourself that tomorrow you could die, you could have an illness. Give yourselves a sense of urgency that I need to get things done quickly.
It feels scary to jump, Ian. That is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.